Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's an all-caller, Brian Lehrer show today. We don't need any politicians or experts. We have each other. Let's talk. Now call in on the question, what have you changed your mind about this year? And this is going to be kind of a blink call-in. In other words, we want your quick calls. Don't think about it too much. Come up with something that you have changed your mind on this year and call in and just very briefly say what it is. 212-433-WNYC. It can be personal or political, but, you know, we pride ourselves on being a show where it's actually okay to listen to different points of view and to take each other seriously and be open to changing our minds about things. So what did you change your mind about in 2012? Anything? A lot of people can't even name one thing that they changed their mind about in a year. But for those of you who can, you're going to get our next few minutes. 212-433-WNYC. Did Newtown change your mind about guns? Did Sandy change your mind about global warming? Surveys show lots of people have changed their minds about gay marriage in the last few years. Did you change on that this year? Did you change your mind about something more personal? Did you decide your father isn't as bad a guy as you thought when you were younger? Did you change your mind about where you want to live or whether you want to have kids? Did you change your mind about whether to retire this year? I bet a few of you did that. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. We'll put you on the air right after this very short break with whatever you changed your mind about in 2012. And as our lines are already filling up, why don't you post these on our webpage, too? You can keep the guns and bike lanes conversations going there, too, at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But go over there and post what you changed your mind about in 2012, or give us a call on the air. Stay tuned. All right, so what did you change your mind about in 2012? Paul in Jersey City, you're on the air. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Good. Happy New Year to you, too. I guess if you're talking about changing your mind, for me, it would have to be gun control.
Which way?
Well, I grew up on Staten Island. I teach on Staten Island in a public school, a middle school. Mm-hmm. And my dad always said, well, you know what, growing up, if you live by the gun, you die by the gun. And I always thought, he's right, you know, people shouldn't have guns. We really don't need them. Now, for the first time in my life, I think the other way. I think that in my classroom, when I have little 11-year-olds after that shooting asking me, how are we safe? Are you going to protect us? Are we safe here? You know, the sad answer is that they're not safe. I can't ensure their safety because we have two security guards at the front desk who are 75 years old. Mm.
Well, one answer is that I hope you've been giving them is that the odds are infinitesimal that any particular school is going to be hit by somebody like in Newtown, right?
Of course. Of course. And these are the things we say to our children. But I switched my mind. I changed my mind. I think
you want an armed guard in the school.
If in my building, in most city public schools, there's one way in and one way out. Right. All of the other doors, like the doors that lead to the schoolyard and other entrances, because it's a very big school, are locked.
Yes.
You can't get in from the outside.
Right. Most schools, right.
Most people are on top of this and have been for a very long time. It's just, it would make me feel better. And there are armed guards in public schools across the country already. We know this, but I'm not saying it's going to solve all of our problems, but I just think it's a step in the right direction.
So that's the one thing. You would like the armed guard in your school. What about arming yourself? Because the NRA says teachers and principals should also be more allowed to arm themselves.
I can't believe he even just said that, because on the Friday of the shooting, I wrote a letter to the president saying that I am calling on him, I wrote, to put 2 armed marshals in every school building in this country. And that was on Friday. And this whole thing didn't happen until, I guess, Wayne LaPierre came out and said what he said.
The following Friday. So this, all right, I'm going to leave it there. Paul, I really appreciate your call. And we're going to get some other topics in here. Of course, we could talk about guns all day. All right, so we had somebody react to the gun conversation. And so here's a bike lane caller. Nick in Manhattan, you've changed your mind this year about bike lanes?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I used to drive a taxi, and I also drive my personal car every day in Manhattan and around the city, and I also bike. And in the beginning of the year, I used to think that bike lanes, the more they were being created, they were going to create more, you know, traffic throughout the city. But my experience, as a daily driver in the city, showed that they're not really creating more traffic. And, in fact, they're improving the quality of life in New York City.
How are they not creating more traffic if they're taking up one of what used to be 3 lanes?
I read there was actually a research done.
On certain
blocks.
I forgot
what the name of the person was, but I heard on the radio, actually, where he said that the amount of people that bring their cars in the city reduces as the lanes, as the driving lanes are being taken away.
So that could be one way that happens. If, like the caller earlier who isn't going out to eat on the Lower East Side anymore with his car and lives in Washington Heights, maybe it just scares drivers away, which might be one of the points, is to reduce traffic. A certain kind of congestion pricing, you also have a bike lane and therefore fewer car lanes. I don't know. All right. What else have you changed your mind about this year? Frank in Queens, how about you?
Yes. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Real quick.
I've changed my mind. I suffered through the hurricane in Howard Beach. And one of the things which I never thought I would have to change my mind on is my friends. I realized, and it's kind of sad, because I thought that people who we had associated with for 10, 20 years really didn't care or didn't come through in the way that we thought they would. I think sometimes they were afraid we might ask them for something. But on the other hand, people who really didn't owe me anything came through loudly.
So you changed your mind on who your real friends are.
That's right. And I decided that I'm not going to stay with my fair-weather friends, so to speak.
Wow, that's a story. Frank, thank you. Jim in Bricktown. You're on WNYC. Or are you in Brick Township?
Yes, it's Brick Township.
Brick Township. Hi.
I've been thinking with the Libyan situation and Syria, and then this morning's news about General Schwarzkopf, and Hitchens had termed their adventure in Iraq as the long postponed liberation. And I think it was conducted wrong, but I had to question my knee-jerk resistance to it. And the weapons of mass destruction, which weren't there nuclearly, but biological and chemical, we're hearing now Syria being a Ba'athist state like Iraq was, that they're
having the chemical
weapons with that. So,
you change your mind more pro the Iraq war?
Yeah, I think it was still done, and I think even Hitchens, Salman Rushdie, criticized his friend and said that it was misguided. I think it was a boondoggle for Halliburton, and it was done in all the wrong
way, but there was an essence of meaning.
Well,
there.
Yeah, I'd
essence
been
of
kind
cause.
Of critical. I know Hillary was initially for it, but then I think a lot of the information that was front-loaded was wrong. But I was confused this morning, even listening to Schwarzkopf, if he was the one. I had thought that he wanted to press on, and it was Powell who had discouraged the one day, because we could have toppled Saddam, but
in that first Gulf War. And I'm going to move on. But I'm not exactly sure which one of the two or if they were at odds, but that would be an interesting point for us to tease out. Jim, thank you. Jackie in Yorkville, you changed your mind on which borough to live in?
I moved from Brooklyn to Manhattan.
Because?
Brooklyn is too hip.
Really? You wanted a slower, more neighborhood place like Manhattan?
Yes.
Manhattan?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, because Brooklyn is too hip. Jeff on our Facebook page writes, changed my mind on the decision to get married. We decided, spur of the moment in 2012, particularly in light of New York's decision to legalize marriage for same-sex couples. I wonder, we don't have time to take more calls, but did you change your mind about a wedding and call it off even after the flowers were ordered? That takes courage. You know, the tradition of big weddings, rather than just eloping, is not just for celebration. I think it also puts massive pressure on the couple to go through with it, because how do you call up 100 people or a couple hundred people and tell them the wedding is off? So maybe people change their mind to get married or not to get married. Let's see. Can we get one in? Jan in Brooklyn Heights, we have literally 15 seconds. What'd you change your mind on?
I'm really upset. I can't get the salmon in Brooklyn Heights anymore. I have to go to Whole Foods because now the salmon is GMO, and I used to get it from two gourmet places.
All right, do we have to leave it there? I don't think Jan actually changed her mind, but the availability of wild salmon apparently changed in Brooklyn Heights. Thanks for all your calls. Another hour of a caller-only show coming up. More topics, more questions. Stay tuned.